Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the PHNX Suns podcast brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a five-star review. I'm Lindsay Smith, here with Saul Bookman and Gerald Bourget. Gentlemen, how is your day going so far?
Not too bad, actually. It's pretty nice and chill today.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a fine day. I'm tired and still kind of confused about last night, but other than that, I'm good.
I feel you. It's been a good day for me, and first and foremost, a really great day for everyone in the Suns and Mercury organization and around it, because we are so happy to hear that Brittany Griner is on her way home. It has been 294 days. And she is finally free, and we're very excited to hear this new
news. Yeah, I think that it's a good day for her, her family, the basketball community. You know, listen, somebody was freed, and you can debate whatever reasons you want, but at the end of the day, somebody that, in my opinion, was unjustly detained and was going to serve 9 years in prison was just blasphemous, and I'm happy that she's going to be able to come home.
Yeah, and especially, you know, with the ordeal that her family has been through, that she's been through, to have her home in time for the holidays is a really nice thing that goes with a really nice story. So I'm happy that she's back. It was tough, though. That's a long time. So it's good that she's finally back home.
Yeah, a special day for all of us indeed. So shout out to you, BG, for enduring all of that. And we hope that your recovery, mentally, physically, all the things, is fast, and that you are fully supported in that. All right, guys. So last night was a mess.
We're not going to see a sham and a mockery, also known as, come on, Gerald.
What did you say?
A Travis sham mockery.
I would have never got that.
Have you never heard that?
No. Oh. What did you...
Okay. Well, you heard a new word today.
Okay.
We're not going to like rehash it too much, but I feel like we could bring a couple things up again. Gerald did write an article all about it over at gophnx.com, which is available to everyone if you'd like to read that. But when I was reading that this morning, Gerald, the quote that stood out the most to me was from Devin, and he said, "We got to flush it. That's two in a row. We've gotten beat up pretty badly. You can't blame scheme. You can't blame rotation or anything on coach. That is something we got to look in the mirror as a team, and we have to fix."
What? You got to push down the arm.
Why? I don't know what's happening.
We just flushed it.
Oh, a flush. I was like, God. What is happening here, Saul? I don't know. You made me feel really
she
dumb.
She tried to fist bump my wrist.
I was like, what?
What is happening?
It's on a little
I felt. I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah. Look, we talked about this on the show last night. I felt like back-to-back losses like that, that's not something you can just kind of flush, because that just implies like
you don't
forget
care.
About it. You move on. But I was glad that he had mentioned earlier in his post-game availability, like, we need to look in the mirror, because they do. Like, and some of this, we've talked about this before, is beyond their control. We've been talking about how the roster needs certain things, and those needs have not gone away just because the team was kind of scraping by with so many guys out. But in terms of their competitive fire, like, they had more than enough to compete at least last night, and they didn't do that for the second game in a row. So it is something that, yeah, you could talk about flushing it, but what they need to really flush is the memories of Game 7 and how that seems to stick in their conscience whenever they get down early, because that's the second time in the last week we've had flashbacks to a game that I think we would all like to forget. And it's kind of clear that there's still some lingering whatever, like PTSD from that game, that this keeps happening. So if you're going to flush it, then flush that game, take the last two games to heart, and show us how much you care with back-to-backs against the new number one team in the West this weekend.
Because the Pelicans aren't easy.
No, they are not. They're playing good basketball right now, too. And to go along with what Gerald said, you know, the thing about the Mavericks series and what everybody keeps pointing to that team, specific team, about is that they're just a bad matchup, right? And, well, if you play a different team and you also get housed, well, then they're a bad matchup. And then eventually, guess what? You're just not good enough.
Yeah.
And that's I don't feel like we're trending toward that place, but we're not in the best of places right now. I will say that. And I actually do think now, I didn't feel the sense of urgency before, but I do feel like now the sense of urgency needs to be there because of, for nothing else, they need somebody that can walk through that door and they know they can bring it. They know they can score. They know they can provide much needed help. And that I feel like will turn the tide a little bit and kind of re-energize everybody, make them feel like, okay, well, you know, we got the support. The pieces are being moved. We got this. And sometimes you just need a trade, just kind of, you know, mix things up for 2.5 seasons. Basically, this has been relatively the same team.
Yeah. Right.
And at some point you do get a little complacent. And you can only have that dog in you for so long, right? Devin Booker basically tries to have that in him 24/7. But you can even see these last two games, he's been taxed. There's been a lot of weight on his shoulders in the last couple of games, and really this whole season, because of all the injuries. And he's been the only constant besides Mikhail. I think they just need something to kind of mix things up a little bit, and they'll be fine.
Right, and I don't want to let two games, you know, send us down into a path of like revisionist history and whatnot, because heading into last year's playoffs, we thought this team, they were head and shoulders above the rest of the pack. They were the best team in the NBA, but we had known approaching that trade deadline, okay, they made minor moves. Did they do enough? We got our answer in the playoffs, and we knew that coming into this season as well. So it is kind of frustrating to see that Jones is kind of resting on his laurels a little bit with this roster. Mm-hmm. He did great at the edge of the bench, finding guys on veteran minimum, but he didn't find a way to upgrade the top 6-7 guys on the roster. And that's the big issue that we're seeing now, because we talked about this last night. Like, Mikhail and DA are not consistent enough, neither one, to be that second guy in command behind Book. So it is something you need to address moving forward. There should be a sense of urgency. It's not time to panic or anything like that. Like, I see people comparing them to different teams of the past, like the Jazz or like CP's Clippers. And I get that.
The Raptors were thrown in there.
Yeah, and I get that. Like, maybe they've hit their ceiling with this Chris Paul group, but they're not that team because they still have three cornerstones that are 26 years old and younger. Like, those guys aren't done developing. So it's not something you need to blow up and start from scratch just yet, but you do need to approach this very carefully, and you do need to go all in on this current title window with a game-changing type move in the next couple months.
I will sit here and say this until I am blue in the face, and I said it last night. I definitely feel like, and I definitely believe, that this team, as constructed right now, will not win a championship.
Yeah.
Not with the performance that they've had from the guys that they need to step up. Now, if DA and Mikhail all of a sudden take a leap, DA looked like he was flirting with that leap for a little bit, and now he's kind of come back to where he is. And Mikhail's kind of showed us flashes, but, you know, they're both wildly too inconsistent offensively to be able to rely on them on a game-to-game basis. A move needs to be made that's going to change that dynamic. Otherwise, we're going to be looking at a first, just second, maybe a hands. Western Conference Finals appearance, and that's about it.
And a move might be we might get a move sooner rather than later. So Bobby Marks had sent out an article today on ESPN, said 73% of players are eligible to be traded right now. December 15th, that number increases to 89% of players, when majority of free agents that sign contracts in the offseason can be traded. So we are quickly approaching that December 15th date, and that's probably when the ball will get rolling a little bit more, because more teams will be willing to have more conversations. Players are actually eligible to be traded, and so on and so forth. So right, we're getting closer to the start of the whole shebang.
Right. And if you look at the list of, I think it's 70 some free agents that become trade eligible at that date, none of them are really guys that might make an impact on the Suns, but it does open up different trade avenues, possibly more three-team deals with guys that can be exchanged. So that's a good thing, and that's kind of the only reason why I'm not on board with the idea they need to overreact and make a trade right now. Like, give it till December 15th when there are more avenues available for you to improve, but there does need to be a sense of urgency, yes.
Okay, so we got a question in the chat from Eli, because Gerald, you had mentioned that it's not time to panic after mm-hmm. these two losses.
Right.
He said, would it be time to panic if we lose to the Pels?
If we got blown out by the Pels in back-to-back games, I mean, hell
if,
yeah.
I mean, if they play like they did the last two games, and that makes it four straight against playoff-caliber teams, then yeah. But I don't want to assume that that's going to happen with this group. I feel like we've seen this. They still have, like, people are revising everything that's happened before. Like, this team still has the best record over the last 2.5 seasons coming off a loss in the entire NBA. So it's not like this happens often, or like they get shellacked in back-to-back games. That's why we're so kind of taken aback by all this, is because it is so rare. So I think if that happens, yes, but the Pelicans are also going to be missing Brandon Ingram and Herb Jones for at least the first game of this series. I think this might be a get-right series, but the Pelicans have been playing well, so I don't
know. Got Alvarado, who dropped a whole bunch of points on the Nuggets the other night. 38. So.
Damn. He dropped 38 little nuggies. Yeah.
All right. So not time to panic, but everybody is talking about Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma is the hot name right now when it comes to Suns fans and everyone around the Suns organization. Gerald, you were so kind enough to put together a little trade scenario that lands Kyle Kuzma with the Suns. Mm-hmm. Break it down for us.
Yeah, so before we get to the three-team deal, I did want to mention... sorry.
Shane, damn it.
You're pump faking me, man.
I put it in the notes. In the notes. But so Shams had mentioned the Suns and Hawks have expressed interest in Kuzma. The Wizards view him as a cornerstone, but he is approaching free agency this summer. Flex also mentioned the Suns, Hawks, and Wizards have had discussions on a three-team deal surrounding Kuzma, and that the interest between the Suns and Kuzma is mutual. We've seen him tweet about the Suns' jerseys and whatnot in the past. If you look at a straight one-for-one deal, like, Crowder for Kuzma does not work financially. So the Suns would need to add someone that they just signed on a minimum salary, like Damian Lee, Josh Okogie, Bismack Biyombo, or Jock Landale. And that would be needed to make the salary work. But I don't know if, you know, the Wizards would be interested in Josh Okogie for that deal. So you could add Denny Avdija from the Wizards in that deal and then send over either Landry Shamet or Dario Saric to make it work. But you'd at least need to attach one first rounder. And I don't understand why the Wizards would even make that deal. So all that in mind, let's take a look at the three-team deal.
Wait. Before we do that, do we have the song? Do we have the Trade Machine Tuesday song?
We have been requested.
Trade Machine Tuesday.
Thursday, you guys.
Here, hold on.
Thursday.
1 second. let's run it back.
I mean, it's a
Trade Machine Thursday. Trade Machine Thursday.
There we go.
Oh, dear God.
Gerald, I would like to apologize. I did see in the Slack that you did say, in fact, what you just said you said. So here you go.
It's okay.
You're but welcome.
Anyway, so here's the three-team deal, and I know this will probably piss off Suns fans, Hawks fans, and Wizards fans all at once. So that's how you know it's a great trade.
Burn it all down, baby.
So for the Suns, they're getting Kyle Kuzma and Denny Avdija. They are sending Jay Crowder and a 2025 first-round pick to the Hawks. And they're sending a 2023 first-round pick and Dario Saric to the Wizards. The Hawks are getting Crowder, that pick, Will Barton from the Wizards, and then the Wizards are getting Saric, that pick, and John Collins from the Hawks, because Shams did mention that the Wizards have been interested in John Collins. So, breaking it down, the Suns are giving up two first-round picks in this deal. They're also getting rid of Crowder. They're sending out Saric, who barely plays as it is. And they're bringing in Kuzma, who can actually score with their bench unit, can rebound, is having a career year, and Denny Avdija, who is a really good defender and a young player that you can possibly develop on the wing there. He hasn't been a great shooter, and his role with the Wizards has been kind of inconsistent lately, so you're hoping that you're getting kind of a reclamation young project there. He's a guy that can play in 0.5 as well, so I like the additions for the Suns. Obviously, giving up two first-round picks in a deal that doesn't involve like a superstar is a little bit much, but I don't see how you justify the Hawks and the Wizards wanting to do it without each of them getting a first.
There was no Kardashian in there. No,
oh, Jenner. God.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Okay. Yeah, I hate this trade. I know from a logical standpoint, it does make sense.
Oh, my God.
Because you do have to give up something to get something.
Yep.
But damn, two firsts, and Saric and Jay Crowder, that's a lot to give up.
Crowder's not playing and Saric barely plays.
Oh, I know.
And also, listen,
I know. Mm. I know, but I got hair in my mouth.
Also, we've been around this block multiple times. Like, you're not going to get a crazy huge superstar.
No.
Without giving up a lot of things. You're not going to get a solid player without giving up something substantial either.
But somebody needs to be fleeced.
That's not how
the
trades work.
The odds of fleecing somebody are very slim to none. So you either gamble and try and fleece somebody, or you got what you got and you mess around on the fringes, which we saw last year and we all threw a fit about. So yeah, pick your poison.
I know, but
look, I mean, I'm not.
You're
saying
being that guy right now. So
I am. I totally
you are
am.
Being that
and
I, guy.
Yeah, I'm being an absolute douchebag.
And like, I said, like, you could look at that trade from the Hawks' perspective, and they're giving up John Collins and they're not getting Kyle Kuzma. Like, okay, we get Crowder and a first round pick. Cool. That doesn't really help us right now when DeJounte Murray is going to miss 2 weeks, when DeAndre Hunter is out. You can look at it from the Wizards side. Like, they're giving up the best player in the trade and they're getting John Collins. Yes, but like, he's had a down year. So they have to really like him if they want to do this deal. This is not the best deal that I've come up with in the last few months, I'll be 100% honest. But if we're working with the framework that like these three teams have been talking, this is kind of what it would have to look like for something to happen.
Everybody's just like, can we just trade CP3 for Shea? Can we trade DA for KD straight up? Like, doesn't that work? And everyone would say yes to that, right? And you're yeah, sure. Maybe in fantasy land.
Now that sounds like Laker fans.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're turning into, though.
We are
a hop, skip, and a jump away from becoming that.
But hear me out.
Maybe just a jump, honestly. We might already have hopped and skipped.
But hear me out, okay? Dario for AD. Who says no?
The financials, but...
yeah.
Look, I get it. People don't want to give up first-round picks for Kuzma, who is going to be a free agent, and for Avdija, who admittedly has had an inconsistent role with the Wizards. But at the same time, like, what have we spent the last couple months bitching about when it comes to this front office and the way it uses draft picks? Like, if we had drafted Tyrese Halliburton instead of Jalen Smith, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. So, like, I mean, if you want to keep your first rounders and let the window close, go ahead. Like, shit.
Fucking hello. Don't acknowledge the sex bots there, hello. Okay?
How about you don't acknowledge them for the audio listeners, Saul?
The audio listeners need to know what we have to deal with in the chat, and there's a lot of sex bots in the chat right now.
There are two.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of where we are. Something will eventually happen, and you can feel whatever type of way you want about it. That was not in response to what the two of you were talking about. That was me moving the conversation forward and away from you. Little dirt balls.
That's just where we are.
Little dirt balls.
I'm entering a rap career with the name Little Dirt Balls. Thank you.
I fully support it.
Oh, he's no longer DJ you. Father. He's now Little Dirt Balls.
Little Dirt Balls.
It's actually a really good name now. I'm just saying. Yeah, so now that that's been really awkward for a minute, Saul, do you have a pick of the week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app?
I do. The Nuggets are on the road to take on the Portland Trail Blazers, and the Nuggets have not been playing very good at all.
Okay.
Jamal Murray has been wildly inconsistent. People are not happy about it because they thought he was going to save the day. The only one that's a consistent over there is obviously the two-time MVP, Jokic. So I'm taking the Blazers at home. They're dogs at home by one, but I like them plus the points.
Okay. I like it. I like the Portland Trail Blazers. They played well against us.
Lindsay, you can't make bets based on who you like.
Why not?
Why not?
I feel like that's a decent strategy.
Julius Randle, points and rebounds. He had 54 combined last night.
Oh, wow.
And I did it because I like him.
Exactly. Shane won
he's
money.
Adorable.
So there's that. If you want to get in on the action on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and you want to make bets based off of who you like, highly recommend you use the promo code PHNX when you sign up. Because right now, if you use that promo code after you place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win their game, and they do, you're going to get $150 in free bets. It's that easy. Once again, that's promo code PHNX. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Okay, I got a question for you before you get to the next.
Oh, boy.
I just want to break it up a little bit.
I don't think I like this.
What are the odds, see, that James Jones makes a move for a significant contributor, let's say a top six player on the team?
Oh, top six player on the team?
Top seven. How about top seven?
Top plus, seven, I'll say.
It's a plus. I'm going to go plus something.
Yeah.
Plus 230.
Damn.
I'd say plus 100.
I'm going to say minus 200.
Okay.
I think for sure it'll happen.
I hope that you are correct and I'm 100% wrong here.
Yeah. I think for sure he'll make a move, whether it'll be a top seven player. I sure hope so, because you look at I think it's the sixth, seventh, and eighth highest salaries on the roster. And it's Dario Saric, Landry Shamet, and Jay Crowder.
God, package all three of them up, please.
Three guys who are not giving you a lot. That's $30, $31 million right there that's not giving you
a lot. Just give them all away.
So you would hope.
For free. Give all three of those guys up and three first-round picks and give me Pat Bev.
Shit.
Lord have mercy.
We're going backwards.
Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry. Was that not the assignment?
If you guys are really stressed about this right now, might I recommend a Four Peaks Advent Calendar beer box? It's super
fun.
It's
a holiday
fun.
Cheer box.
Exactly. It'll get you in the holiday spirit. It'll cheer your mood right on up. Mm-hmm. The best part about this calendar box here is that it doesn't matter if you start a little bit late. It's still a heck of a lot of fun. And what you can do is... when you could drink like three of them in one day if you need to catch up, or if fucking you just feel calories. Like getting ahead on it, or you know what I mean?
Oh,
getting ahead of the race here. But it's a variety of different beers that Four Peaks has to offer. And some of it is super special beer that they've made specifically for things like this. They're very delicious, very delightful. Highly recommend them. A gift for yourself, a gift for someone in your family. Maybe a holiday party you're going to, if you're looking for like a white elephant gift, this is a great option. You can find it at their pub down in Tempe. But just a reminder, drink Four Peaks beer. You do have to be 21 years or older, and we ask that you enjoy responsibly.
I don't make promises often because I hate letting people down. But Saul, I promise you, I will guard that box with my life tomorrow so you guys can open it on pregame or postgame.
Well, Saul, I won't even be here tomorrow.
It doesn't matter.
See, this is why I don't do that.
I knew that was about to backfire as soon as you said I usually don't make promises.
We do have a super chat from Psycho Blue. Saul, you better get ready. Well, here we go.
Yeah, it's just I can read. The B-ball gods are working overtime to strengthen the seal. Cthulhu's in a coma right now because B-ball Lug Brog kicked him in the face last night. It's not a basketball Cthulhu one, so I didn't have to do the voice.
Lindsay's still disappointed.
You have to be mean to me.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. But Frank says, can we pay Pat Bev to push Suns players when bad?
Shit.
Thanks, Frank, for your $2 super chat.
Just being mean to everybody.
Was that not the way to read it?
God bless.
I can say everything like that. What about Wendell Carter Jr.?
I mean, like him, listen.
I like Wendell Carter Jr.
But you're not trading for him unless you're trading DA, so... non-starter.
Damn.
Wendell Carter Jr. has been crazy this year.
He's been very good.
Wendell Carter Jr. points and rebounds.
But again, you're not trading DA for Wendell Carter Jr., I don't think so.
I'm so tired of these trade conversations. I just want
I
one
am
to
too.
Happen.
Just make a fucking
dreaming. It's free.
And it's awful, though, right now. These are like nightmares. These aren't dreams. These are nightmares.
Yeah.
And I'm not enjoying them. I like to wake up.
I mean, I like them. It gives us something to talk about.
But it's just like us
blowout.
Walking around in circles like chickens with our heads cut off because everyone's trying to guess what James Jones is doing and he's not doing anything right now.
True.
Right.
He's just chilling.
I enjoy having the conversation, but I hate when it like feels like it's not like a gimmick, but it turns into something that we have to talk about every single week because nothing has changed. That's the frustrating part.
Yeah. Let's switch it up a little bit because we just got a super chat from Joel Ramirez that says, who is the worst player that we could hypothetically trade for that you guys would feel make us a real tighter contender? Who is
the worst?
Like, okay, so what's the bottom, the bare minimum to make us title contenders. Who is that one player? That's a tough, tough question.
Honestly,
Julius Randle.
Yeah, I was going to say Kuzma or Julius Randle.
Julius Randle. I don't think Kuzma makes his title contenders.
Yeah, I mean, I think he helps, but
he helps.
Yeah,
I honestly think he helps.
I don't know that a single player, unless you're talking about a Kevin Durant type superstar, makes us title contenders unless the Suns pull it together themselves.
Right. I think a lot
like
of
the
this,
already existing pieces have to get their heads on straight.
I think a lot of this is the frustration of we don't know if this is just who Chris Paul is right now. So that's a question mark. And we don't know if Cam Johnson is going to be able to come back fully healthy. I think that with Cam Johnson, what we saw from this team with them healthy, that starting five is the core of a title contender. I think so. And I think if you add Kuzma to that, you're in business. But we don't know if Chris Paul's going to get back to that. We don't know if Cam Johnson's going to get back to what he was before he got hurt. So I can't say. Like, I hate evaluating this team right now, because right now this team is not what it's going to be a month from now, 2 months from now. It's tough.
So what I would say is I'm going to take everybody at their peak last year, mm-hmm. right? Because that's the potential of this team, right?
Right.
So if you look player by player, what is the potential that they're going to match that or surpass that play this year, okay? You take Jay Crowder out of the equation because he's not playing. So obviously whoever you get has got to meet or exceed that expectation of what Jay Crowder was going to provide you in a total form, okay? Because you're not going to find somebody that is going to be an elite, intangible defensive player like Jay Crowder, but you might find somebody that's better offensively overall, and maybe the two can counteract each other and you're okay. DA, Mikhail, Cam, all under their control. All of them are wildly inconsistent, whether because they're not playing or they just cannot score on a consistent basis. Okay, then you move over. And I feel like the one player right now that I can, without a doubt, and I hope I'm wrong, and I hope he turns it all around and just sticks it to me, but I'm going to say Chris Paul is that guy that is, he's diminished his own value so much right now that you, whoever you trade for, has got to not only exceed Jay Crowder's ability, but also counteract what you're losing and what Chris Paul's providing you offensively. And that's a big ask right now. Because Chris Paul, offensively, he's a great distributor. Mm-hmm. He can run the offense. Obviously, his mind is all there. But from a scoring standpoint, I do feel like he's washed. I don't feel like he can get to the places on the court that he needs to be effective enough to be the Chris Paul that we've grown to know and love. I don't think he's consistent from the perimeter. I think the mid-range game, he's lost a step. Unless he's wide open, he can still hit the wide open midi, obviously. Mm-hmm. But going to the basket, we haven't seen that nearly as much as we have in the past. I do feel like Chris Paul is washed from that perspective.
I hate the word wash, but I don't.
Only the scoring. Only the scoring.
Right. And I don't know. Again, it's hard to evaluate because he's only played 11 games. And before he got hurt, it was very much in a different role than we've seen from him. It wasn't as assertive because they want other guys to try new things. And that's part of the reason why Mikhail's averaging career highs in scoring and why, you know, DA came to life and had that, you know, really great week where he won player of the week. But like you said, the consistency for both of them is not there on a night in, night out basis. And when Devin Booker has an off night, they still don't have a guy outside of Chris Paul, who we don't know if he can get there, that can take over a game. Like last year when Book had off nights, Chris Paul was that guy. He was a third team all NBA player. Now I don't know. He's not that guy anymore. So it's tough. You need the young guys to step up. No trade that you're going to make outside of Kevin Durant is going to change that math either.
Can we move on now?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. Awesome.
He went from garbage. He went, okay. Sorry.
What?
No.
Do you not want to move on?
I was going to make a 1990s reference, so never mind. It's over. I'm not Espo. My bad.
Oh, wow. Catching strays and he's not even on the show.
Miss you, buddy.
It's tough.
So the NBA announced recently that they will be giving out an award for the best regular season record. And it even comes with a trophy, you guys.
It was funny yesterday.
Can we all just take a moment to laugh at the memes and the videos that came out when this was announced? Granted, it was at our expense.
All of them.
But they were funny.
They were hilarious.
They were really funny.
I'm starting to think Adam Silver, like, actively hates the Suns. Like, he came up with this idea just to be like, here, Twitter, have fucking fun for a day.
Oh, my God.
Like, even the trophy itself is see-through. Like, it's hollow by nature.
Oh,
like, it's
no.
so disappointing.
Because it means nothing.
Right. It's so sad
okay,
to see.
So we're going to look at these real quick. First, let's play all the videos. Oh, let's play the videos that came from this. They were fantastic.
I'm leaving here with something. You know what I mean? I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with...
ever played in their lives. When it comes to getting these trophies, Suns out there balling.
Oh my God. What's the next one? Oh my goodness. Man, these things, you can skip this one.
It doesn't work that way. You just gotta let them play through. Okay. Yeah.
It's just basically a montage of Suns just dominating the Bulls, trying to get this regular season championship. Oh my God, it hurts.
Not the Patrick Beverly the taking
Batman
his shirt off.
Taking the jersey off. No!
Yeah.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. I mean, these were so funny, though. Yeah. They were so funny. And they also had a whole bunch of memes that I think we should dive into as well. Shane, what's first? Michael Jordan crying, holding a trophy. The NBA plans to hand out a trophy to the team with the best regular season record next to a photo of the Phoenix Suns, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This next one kills me. Chris Paul winning his first trophy with the best regular season record. It's just a picture of Michael Jordan winning his first championship.
God bless.
That killed me so bad.
And then the next one is the Suns actually winning a trophy. Quote, I feel like it's my time to shine. And the Joel Embiid quote there. Like, it's just... It's so funny. Like, it's sad, but it's so funny. You can't not laugh at these.
The one with Michael Jordan on the throne is this Chris Paul in 5 years. No.
God bless.
This is hilarious, man. I listen, if you can't look at this and laugh, man, you're just too damn serious. Like,
I would laugh if it wasn't so sad at the same time.
When I saw them, I was like, damn, they did us so dirty, though.
So dirty.
They really
so
did.
Dirty. There was not a single other team that I feel like got
no one
the
else
amount of shade.
No,
I didn't even know if they got any shade whatsoever. It was all 100% geared towards
it. And it was all basically about Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Which was... pretty funny.
So my question is Gerald, I think I know where you sit on this one, but do we think this is fun? Is this something that's kind of neat and cool that the NBA is trying to do, or is this just absolute garbage?
It's absolutely pointless in my opinion. It's just pointless. Like, okay, cool. You got a trophy for nothing, really. Regular season's cool and all, but they're trying to make the regular season worth more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't think the players are going to look at that and be like, oh yeah, I got to dive on the floor for this loose ball in game 82 when we've already locked up a number one seed. Like, what am I doing here?
I don't know. I don't mind it. Like, I think the trophy might be a little bit much, but I'm trying to think of what a better alternative would be. Cause like Saul said, I think they are trying to emphasize the regular season more. And I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, when a team like the Suns last year win 64 games and sets a franchise record and has the number one record. Like, I don't mind remembering that in some way. The trophy is rough, and it's going to be a rough look for the first couple of years, especially if the Suns keep winning it without titles. But, like, I don't think it's that dumb of an idea.
My thing is when do they hand that out? Are they going to do that, like, during the playoffs? Like,
as long as there's no, like, ceremony, just
game
like
seven,
well, they already have
second
the award
round against the Dallas
the
Mavericks,
summer, right?
Here's your regular season trophy, and then they get housed by 40. Like,
well, just like, don't just like ship it FedEx, don't fucking do like a ceremony for it. Like,
my idea is, I think it's genius, and I don't think anybody's ever thought of it. Instead of a trophy, they should hand out ribbons.
Shit, man, not participation ribbons. Fucking hell. It needs to be like a trophy that's like, you know when like a bank opens a new branch and they get like that glass little plaque that sits in someone's office somewhere. That's what it should be, not a whole full-blown trophy.
Having the trophy given out during the award ceremony would be terrible.
No.
Like after the finals, the Suns lost in the finals.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, let's accept this.
Yeah. Well, then you got to make like – You don't hand it off to a player. You got to make like some like up and coming executive have to go up there and give the speech.
Yep. Oh God.
Yes. So that way they have to know like, listen, you got to own the moment, right? This is all part of that training. Get your ass up there, assistant executive.
Oh, no. This is 100% a trophy that would sit in an executive's office for sure.
Oh, right. 1,000,000%.
There are so many trophies in the Suns building right now in that arena that have been given to players and plaques and all those things that wind up in somebody's office because whoever was the recipient is like, I don't want this.
That's honestly, if I was an executive or if I was a team, I would send probably like the most obscure person in our organization to go up there and receive the award. Just because, like, just to troll them. I'm gonna give them a little shine. Also, like, that's how ridiculous this trophy is. Like, send, like, the social media manager or something like that. That would be a hilarious thing.
What if it came with bonuses? Does that change your mind at all? Bonuses for the players?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
A little cash prize?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this is received.
It's the same thing with the midseason tournament.
Is that the next step that's coming out?
I disagree. I love the midseason tournament.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is like the bonus side. Okay. Yeah. No, I think the midseason tournament is great. It's like, think about it right now. If we had a midseason tournament this year, okay, we're talking about the Suns. We don't know what the fuck they are. We don't know if they're like, are they title contenders or are they frauds? What are they? Mm. Well, a midseason tournament, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
Because you're playing for something.
Right.
You're, like, I think everybody gets like $1,000,000 bonus or something like that if they win.
Yeah.
And for a guy like Jock Landale, hell yeah, I want that $1,000,000.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Exactly. That's like his double his salary right now.
Put the team on my back.
I will say, though, Brian had a great idea in the chat. Suns Gorilla would get it. I'm here for a ceremony if the mascot has to receive the trophy. At least make it like fun and lighthearted and acknowledge that, okay, yeah, this is a little goofy, but we're doing it anyway.
There you go. Maybe they can hit up our friends who are at More Furniture to find a nice piece of furniture that they can set the trophy on to display it.
There you go.
Like this holiday cheer box.
Yeah. Or like these gorgeous little bookshelves behind us that we have a whole bunch of trinkets on. If you guys need a trinket holder, check out More Furniture, morefurniture.com. They've got all kinds of things that will make your house look really pretty. A lot of great stuff you could put in your man cave or your sports room and display all your trinkets on. What? Are they not trinkets?
I don't think the bookshelves came from More.
I thought they did.
I thought it was funny. Sorry. They did come from More. My bad.
Anyway, back to the man cave.
So More Furniture.
You're so awkward today.
You know what did this? The seats you're sitting in, they're fantastic.
They are fantastic.
But that wasn't a transition. It was about putting the trinket trophy on it.
But we're here now, Lindsay.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what you can get at More Furniture right now? Up to 50% off. So you should at least check them out during the holiday season. Up to 50% off at More Furniture. That's morfurniture.com. Also, really exciting news, you guys.
I thought you were going to say a pillow so you could snuff me out.
I was going to say a swift kick in the teeth if you interrupt my ad.
A fucking bat.
Hello, said Saul, just Pat Bed Lindsay's ad read.
Yeah.
Okay, but for real.
Okay.
Exciting news.
Yes.
We have a new sponsor.
We do.
Illegal Pete's is officially a part of the PHNX family. You guys can check out their location off of Mill Ave in Tempe. And right now, when you purchase $100 in gift cards, they're going to throw in $25 on the house.
Let's go.
So nice. You give some love, you get some love. Also, be on the lookout for a new few informal happy hours with our PHNX Sun Devils crew. They're a heck of a lot of fun. They're really fun to watch games with. If you want to like get up and yell and do fun stuff with your friends during games, the Sun Devils crew is the crew for you. But Illegal Pete's, I mean, this food looks fantastic. They've got margaritas, a full bar, full menu, bowls, tacos, salads, burritos, nachos, you name it. Mm. Check them out if you haven't. And welcome to the family, Illegal Pete's. We're happy to have you.
Phenomenal.
Are you guys ready for this next segment? I'm so terrified. You guys, we're going to play a game called Jeopardy. Have you ever heard of it? Apparently, it's super fun. I don't know the rules entirely, but Shane Diefenbach has popped in. I haven't watched it in so long, Gerald. Oh, I don't remember. And he created this for us, and it's going to be the most embarrassing day of my life because I feel like I'm going to fail miserably. So let's do this.
Glad you're approaching it with the right mindset.
Let's do it. Let's look at the board. I'm sure you guys know the rules of Jeopardy chat. If you don't, here we are. So this is the board. Okay. We have NBA trivia, just miscellaneous NBA trivia from recent, past, whatever. Words and technical foul. I'll explain that because there was some confusion last time.
Okay.
It is words you can spell out of the letters in technical foul. You can only use the letters once. You don't have to use all of them.
Okay.
Okay? You unscramble them.
Gotcha.
Who's that Playermon? It's like, who's that Pokemon, but with players. I'll display a picture and a silhouette of a player, and you have to guess who that player is.
Okay.
That's hot, and that is just science facts about things that are warm.
Okay.
And bussin' respectfully, which is you're going to get two definitions, one of the actual word and then one of the slang word. Like you'll know when you see it.
Okay.
When you guess, if you get it wrong, you get deducted that amount of points. When you get it right, you get that amount of points.
Let's okay. go.
And to buzz in, all you have to say is your name.
Okay. What good? What if like Saul buzzes in and then misses it? Can we steal? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you have to buzz in, right?
Yes, you have to buzz in.
Awesome. All can't righty. Wait to lose this game.
Let's righty, then. Get this started. We'll start with Lindsay.
I don't want to do
well, this. You're starting first, Lindsay.
I'll do bussin' respectfully for 100.
Bussin' respectfully.
I need to know what this is all about.
100. What you could say if you don't want someone to wear a hat, a claim that one is not lying.
Do I have to Saul. Do
Gerald.
The...
Saul.
Oh.
Cap.
Damn it.
No cap.
Lindsay.
No cap. Sorry. Oh. No cap.
No cap is correct.
Do you have to say what is? Is
you
that
do.
The thing?
You do, but that was the first round.
I was. That's okay. what the. Oh, my bad. I was my asking bad.
First
that
round.
Question.
Now, if you don't say that. You don't get the points.
NBA trivia for 100.
NBA trivia for 100. Michael Jordan has this many NBA finals.
Gerald. Six. What is six?
What is six is correct.
Do we have to wait until the answer is, or the question's read?
Well, if you can read fast, yeah, but.
Okay.
I was trying to be respectful.
I would too. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, Gerald, you're on the board.
Let's go NBA trivia for 200.
NBA trivia for 200. This player has the highest career free throw percentage of all time. Na, 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 na. I'm closing chat.
Saul.
Steve
Nash? What is Steve Nash? So who is Steve Nash? My bad.
Who is Steve Nash?
Who is?
That
who
is correct.
Nash. Oh, nice.
Nice.
All right. 200 points for Saul. The next one. Saul, you're in control of the board.
I will do NBA trivia for 300.
NBA trivia for 300. The first player to be drafted number one overall in the NBA draft without playing college or high school basketball in the United States.
Saul. Who is Moses Malone?
I have no
idea. Saul down to 0 points.
I feel like I should know this.
Three, two, no one. Clue. Who is Yao Ming?
Oh.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Saul, no one got that right. You still control the board.
NBA trivia for 400.
NBA trivia for 400. This player holds the record for the highest career three-point percentage. In NBA history. Come on, guys.
These are tough.
Come on, guys.
My brain doesn't retain information
who
like
is
this.
Steve Kerr? Saul.
500.
NBA trivia for 500. This is the only player who has a winning record against Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron.
Shit.
Jordan, Kobe.
Gerald.
Gerald?
Oh, now I got that wrong. Who is Tim Duncan?
Who's Chauncey Billups?
That's a minus 500 on that one. Ouch.
Uh oh. Get out of there. I got to subtract points for Gerald. Hey, move. I can move it over here. Hold on.
If it makes us all feel any better, the chat got a lot of these incorrect as well. So at least we're all on the same page.
Still on the board. NBA right. trivia, apparently the hardest part of this for a show.
Words and technical foul.
Wait, so these are the ones you have to scramble?
Unscramble them. I'll give you a definition. You unscramble the word. So all words and technical foul for what?
100.
For 100. Sufficient to cause death, harmful, or destructive. Come on, guys. This is a 100.
Man, this is tough.
No, it's not. What can you spell out of technical foul?
Oh, I'm unscrambling out of the word technical.
Yes. Oh, Gerald.
Gerald.
Not get that.
What is lethal?
What is lethal is correct.
Nice.
Gerald.
Let's go words and technical foul for 200.
Words and technical foul for 200. Not morally correct.
Dude, this is a lot harder than I expected. Morally correct.
Nothing? What is unethical?
Damn it.
Come on. Be faster. Gerald.
Let's do 300.
Words and technical foul for 300. Used as an acknowledgement during a discussion of a good or clever point made at one's expense by another person.
Gerald?
Gerald.
What is fair?
Used as an acknowledgement during discussion of a good or clever point made at one's
expense. I feel like I'm right.
No, you're not. What is touche?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
I say fair. Fuck.
Gerald?
These are 400.
Or second foul for 400. Keep going to the well.
Shane,
that
you need to do this for like 10-year-olds.
Influence or power, especially in politics or business. This is very disappointing.
Man, I am just drawing a blank.
What is clout?
Oh.
Gerald. You want to get rid of this category?
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Please.
Of a bad, difficult, or unwelcome situation or phenomenon present or experienced to a severe or intense degree. The word degree, think about that, also describes a triangle.
Also describes a triangle?
2, 1, or an angle, I guess. What is acute? All right, let's get rid of that category.
Jesus Christ, man.
To be fair, same exact type of questions, just as hard on the PHNX Underdog Fantasy Show. They went 3 for 5. So maybe you guys need to be better.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. What do you want?
Let's do Who's That Player Mon. 100.
Who's That Player Mon for 100. Time to look at the picture.
I don't
who's
like
that
this game.
Player Mon.
Gerald. Saul. Damn it.
Gerald.
Who is Dwayne Wade?
Who is Dwayne Wade is
that was a good one.
Correct. Dwayne Wade, that is 100 points for Gerald. Gerald.
Let's I couldn't think of my own name.
200. No.
For 200, who is that player, Mon?
Gerald.
Salt. Gerald.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Who is Dennis Rodman is correct.
That's a great photo.
It is a great photo. Gerald.
300.
So, is the only one that's gotten questions right. He's only
Saul
down
did have a question
I
right.
I right yeah, and then I lost it all.
Yeah.
Gerald, 300.
300.
Who's that player, Mon, for 300?
Gerald.
I think Saul got that the first time.
Who is Vince Carter?
Who is Vince Carter is correct. Saul with 300 on the board. Vince Carter. Saul.
Who is that player Mon for 400?
That player Mon for 400. Let's go ahead and look at it. Who's that?
Saul.
Gerald.
Saul.
Damn it.
Who is Reggie Miller?
Who is Reggie Miller is correct. Oh, let's pick up the.
You guys are
there
so
it is.
Fast.
That's one of the greatest pictures of all time. Saul up to 700 points. Saul.
Let's finish off that category at 500.
All right. Everybody remembers this picture. And remembers who took the shot, but who is guarding Ray Allen in this picture?
Oh,
that's tough.
Gerald.
Gerald.
Who is Tony Parker?
That is correct.
Tony
Parker.
That was nice. One. I remember his little feet.
I was sitting there thinking it was Bruce Bowen. I was like, oh. You remember his little feet?
I remember his little feet closing out.
Only. 9 questions to go. The score is Saul 700, Gerald 200. Lindsay still hasn't attempted a question.
Yeah, let's go. I know everyone in the chat said, did Lindsay quit? And then they're like, Lindsay didn't even start. So,
Lindsay is still there.
I am here. Hello. Hi. Oh, hello.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. These are tough.
Let's do That's Hot for 100.
That's
Hot for 100. An intense burst of radiation coming from the release of magnetic energy associated with sunspots. Also the name of one of the show's social segments.
Gerald.
Gerald.
Solar flare.
Uh-uh.
Or what is a solar flare?
Saul.
Come what on. Is a solar flare?
What is a solar
now
flare?
Now we're enforcing that. Now we're enforcing it.
Well, I gave you two warnings. I gave you two warnings, Gerald.
He did it just a couple of questions ago.
Saul, you were on the board.
What is?
I'll take bussin' respectfully for 200.
Bussin' respectfully for 200. A silly or foolish person an insult for a man who are
Gerald.
Of men who are seen. Yes, okay.
What Gerald. Is a simp?
What is a simp is correct.
Nicely done.
Gerald.
Lord have mercy.
Gerald. Let's do bussin' for 300.
Bussin' respectfully for 300. To risk something, a way to say I'm down / cool.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
What is bet?
What is bet is
Let's
correct.
Let's go, Lindsay.
On the board.
There we go.
Listen, I just need you
Three-hundo.
Guys. My brain doesn't work this fast.
Lindsay, you control the board.
This is stressful.
You control the board.
I got real hot in here when this game started. Bussin'
respectfully for 400. A blow as with a fist or a club that strikes a person. A really good song.
Lindsay. What is slaps? Damn.
Oh,
no, that's food.
Gerald.
Gerald.
What is a hit?
Come on.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are.
A hit strikes a person and it's a good song.
No, but that's not slang nowadays.
Wow. God dang it.
Lindsay, you still control the board.
Bussing respectfully for 500.
Bussing respectfully for 500. A piece of waste material removed from a card or tape by punching, a term that that generally refers to an alpha or otherwise hypermasculine male.
A piece of waste material.
Nobody?
I don't know.
What Hold you, on. A piece of waste material removed from a card or tape by punching?
Yep. Like a hole puncher. Three, like two, puncher? One. What is a Chad?
Oh,
what?
That's why it was for 500.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. All right,
that's hot. Last category.
Let's go.
I think Jagoon knew that one.
Lindsay still controls the board.
Oh, all right. That's hot. 200.
That's hot for 200. An active volcano about 100 kilometers southwest of Tokyo.
A Gerald. What is Mount Kilimanjaro?
Oh my God, guys, this is disgusting. Really? Nobody? Hold on. Let them see your faces. What are you guys
can
doing?
Can I steal it from Jagoon in the chat?
No.
Why not?
What is Mount Fuji?
Jagoon
Come
got it right.
On.
Jagoon had it right.
I don't know fucking volcanoes.
I don't either. We live in Arizona. Lindsay. That's hot for 300.
That's hot for 300. The hottest temperature ever recorded in the United States in Death Valley.
I have no idea, but I'll guess. Lindsay. What is 134?
What?
That is 134.
No way.
Lindsay,
no way.
From the top rope.
Oh, wow.
She guessed a specific fucking
that
number.
That is crazy.
That's right insanity. On the money.
Lindsay, you still control the board with two to go. Oh, a chance
guys,
to win. And remember, there is Final Jeopardy.
I have literally peaked. Yes. That's hot for 400.
That's hot for 400. The four layers of the earth in order.
Oh, hell.
Jesus.
Really? Anyone want to take a shot?
Am I in sixth grade? No, because I keep losing points.
Oh, yeah, you do lose points. I totally forgot about
Nobody
that.
Nobody wants to take a shot.
No.
Chat, you should shame them. Come on.
Dude. Okay.
I know it.
What
mantle
are the crust,
is one of
mantle,
them.
Outer core, and inner core?
There you go.
My
I knew
goodness.
Mantle was one.
My goodness.
I spent
That's
my
hot
time
for good. 500.
Yep.
The final time before Final Jeopardy. This country is credited to having the first official oven recorded in history in 1490.
This country is credited to having the first official oven.
Gerald, I think you kind of need to take a guess here.
No, I don't, but I mean, I can.
You may as well.
No, I'm not going to. There's a Dutch oven joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to make it.
I have no
What is France? Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow. That was brutal.
That was
All
rough.
Right. So currently before the Final Jeopardy, the score is Gerald at minus 200. Saul at 800, Lindsay at 200. You can wager your score plus 1,000 points on Final Jeopardy. Wager it all or don't wager anything or wager up to 1 point or a minimum minimum of 1 point.
So if I'm in negatives, can I do 800 then?
No, you can do 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, you just don't have any points to wager. So yeah.
Okay.
So this is how it will work. I need everybody to be cooperative and not to cheat.
You need to put your thing
That's
away.
That's fine. I won't cheat.
You open Slack on your phone.
No. Okay, I got. Look,
and you send me the answer. You
I
have
got Slack.
You have a minute to do this. Do not
Shane.
Cheat.
Okay.
All right.
Well, where am I sending it to?
Just send it to me directly.
To okay.
All right.
Are we ready for Final message. Jeopardy?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, I have to tell you what I'm wagering as well.
Yeah. Tell me what you're wagering and give me the answer.
So it's my points plus 1,000 up to.
Yeah. if you want to wager that much. Here is the final Jeopardy.
Okay.
In the 2015-2016 NBA season, only five NBA teams averaged 10-plus threes made per game. In the 2020-2021 season, this team was the only team not to average 10-plus threes made per game. It was the only team in 2020-2021 to not average 10-plus threes per game.
1 minute
is on the clock.
2020-2021
season. Chat, are we disappointed or what? I mean, this has been pretty bad.
Shit.
Just a reminder, scores, Gerald minus 200, Saul at 800, and Lindsay 200. They don't have to wager all of them, but they can up to 1,000 plus their points. We got about 30 seconds on the clock. It's time to play that timer.
Shoot, I don't know.
Need your answers in 15 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six.
Oh, wait,
five,
can I change it real quick?
Four, three, two,
whatever.
One. All right. The answers are in, and this is what they are. Lindsay wagered 1,200 points and guessed.
Why not?
The Pelicans. That is incorrect. Saul wagered 1 point and guessed the Pistons. That is incorrect. Gerald wagered something somewhere in my phone. There it is. Gerald wagered all 1,000 points he could and said the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is also incorrect. Saul is our winner. The correct answer was the San Antonio Spurs.
That's what I was going to change it to. Oh, man. That's a rough bummer.
Congratulations, Saul. Do you have anything to say to the people?
That was just an awful, awful display of intelligence by all three of us. I am glad I am the superior dumbass.
Superior dumbass. Yeah.
Can I just say, I feel like at some point in time, maybe at one of our watch parties or something of that sort, we should do this with some of our viewers.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Because there was a lot of shade being thrown in the chat right now. Questions like who's smarter than a PHNX crew member?
I'm just saying
it would be fun to do it with multiple people.
Chat,
it would be really
Chat,
fun.
I want an honest response. Was I too hard? Do you think the questions were too hard, or am I not crazy? Because I thought it was pretty easy. I actually did a couple people survey this, and they said it wasn't awful. So
okay. What do you guys think?
Just let me know, chat.
Hello says no.
I thought it was
we need buzzers too. I would like buzzers.
Yeah, well.
Dagoon said they were fair. Liz says too hard. So it's like a good mix.
It's
Eli
50-50.
Said it was fair. Yeah. There were a few that I thought were too hard. But it was even. So
Cool.
Calm down, Joel. Okay. When you realize the people covering the Suns no less than you. Just stop, okay?
Joel also told me I have to stop betting on Julius Randle, so I don't listen to him.
Well, this is true. You do need to stop betting on Julius Randle.
We do need buzzers.
Well,
I thought saying your name was just fine once you remembered what your name was.
Yeah,
that was a good question. Or could we just be like me?
I wonder if there's an app that...
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
There's a whip app.
There is.
I mean, like that you can press and it tells me who buzzed in first, Saul.
Oh, yeah.
Not just a sound effects app, because that's the same thing as saying your name.
Like, ooh.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, if you would like to play more fantasy things, might I recommend Underdog Fantasy?
Sure.
It's a really fun game where you can play fantasy sports and combine it with a chance to win money. So you could do higher or lower. You can play by yourself. You can play with your friends. You can play all season long. You can play one game or one weekend. It is a really fun app that you should be on. And we have a fantasy show here at PHNX, which Shane is a part of. Shane hosts. And that's where we got this great idea to play Jeopardy from. So shout out to you, Shane, for helping us out with all of this. If you guys want to check out Underdog Fantasy, go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Make sure you sign up with promo code PHNX and Underdog will match your first deposit up to $100. Also, Game Time is a fantastic place to get your tickets to concerts and sporting events, and you can save up to 60% on tickets when you buy them last minute. And the best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. these, like when we're talking last minute, you can literally check the game time link 15 minutes before a game starts and you can find tickets that are really affordable. And Saul's pro tip is also if you click the little button on there that says like all-inclusive pricing, it'll tell you what the price of the tickets are with taxes and fees mm-hmm. and everything included, which makes buying a heck of a lot easier. So like I said, the link to that is in the description. Anything else, guys? How'd you feel about that game?
It was fun. I'm not going to guess next time if I don't know the answer. I kept forgetting I was getting
You get points deducted for sure.
I knew what the deal was.
You did. You were silent after you got up to like 500.
I did. I was.
Which is smart. That's a smart play.
Listen, we have a phenomenal event coming up on January 13th. We're about to social out the link, so follow us on Twitter. But it is a tea party. Which is phenomenal. We have 41 bays over at Dobson Ranch Golf Club. And we're basically using the Shot Tracer Pro, which is basically like going to a Topgolf. We're going to be able to play all different types of games. We'll have a longest drive contest. We'll have a high scoring contest and then an overall kind of game for everybody to play all night long. 4.5 hours of fun. Plus, this crew will be over at that event doing the pre and post game show because we will have big screens out there, mm-hmm. giant ass inflatable big screens to watch the Suns take on the Timberwolves. If you have kids, bring them because kids 10 and under get a free kids clinic on the putting green. It's going to be awesome. We have a basketball hoop out there. We're doing a 3-point shootout. The winner is going to get a big prize. Like we just have all types of fun and games. Plus your favorite vendors from the PHNX family will be out there. Burrito Express, we'll have some Four Peaks. There'll be other food and beverages for purchase as well. It is going to be an epic event. So get your tickets now. If you're a diehard, you get it for a cheaper price. You get it for $36 a person, or you get it for $120. If you are not a diehard, you can get it for $45 a person or $160 for a foursome. So please come out, enjoy a phenomenal basketball game, and along with that you get to have some fun swinging the clubs. They will provide the clubs for you. You don't even have to bring that. There'll be a putting challenge. Like we have all types of shit going on. It's gonna be awesome.
I'm excited for this. I want to do trivia now. One of these has to be a trivia thing and we could have fun with it.
It'd
be so fun. All right. Well, come hang out with us, you guys. You can tell us all of the random nuggets of information that you know so that next time we play Jeopardy, we will be in better shape, more prepared to handle this game. Mm-hmm. Thank you for hanging with us. Thank you for throwing shade at us. We appreciate you all.
And no, Espo would not have beaten us. There's no way.
Until we see you next time, you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Saul at Saul_Bookman. Okay, and you can follow Gerald at Gerald Bourget. Gerald, you take us home this time.
What was it you called yourself earlier? The smartest dumbass?
Yeah. King dumbass. They used to call me the Carmel Thunder, but you know, it's just different.
Ahoy, hoy. Style is retro. Tell the Phoenix Metro. Megas in control and he ain't never gonna let go. PHNX though. Lindsay, Gerald, Espo. Saul, pass the ball. We here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me. Y'all always wreck the family. Rally in the valley like Dan G. No plan B. Always on the job. My team move like the mob. Turn the beat on. I throw it down like D.A. on.